Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kress. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to third. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Fox throws it back to Kress, who tags the runner out. Cullenbein scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox goes all the way around to score. Sullivan moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Swift reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Newsom juggles the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Swift moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag bunts towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Swift and he is safe. McCoskey steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. McCoskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. York reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoge, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Lefty Mills now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoge hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klift hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. York is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Grace now catching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Newsom moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. Bartel moves to third. It's 9-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel scores. McCoskey scores. It's 11-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing second base. Earl Averill now playing center field. Alan Strange pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue is called out on strikes. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.